Yagara people, we acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive and Richard with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. There was a serious crash in Parkwood, Gold Coast on Saturday. Initial investigations uncovered that a man fell from the bonnet of a white Nissan Navara while travelling on Zoella Road. The 20-year-old victim was transported to Gold Coast University Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The crash investigation remains ongoing, the driver also assisting police with inquiries. Also in local news, Australian artist CJ Hendry claims her lack of qualification in the art world hasn't impacted her success. Based in her New York studio, Hendry's work features childlike and everyday elements. Her self-promotion style has gained her a large following. Hendry is a long way from home in suburban Brisbane and has become a household name in New York, sharing that she believes in the art world, skill is completely irrelevant to art and being a good artist. In national news, a recent report by the Commonwealth and West Australian government calls for a retreat from the Cocos-Keeling Islands as sea levels rise. The plan to relocate hundreds of residents from the islands over the next 10 to 50 years has sparked outrage among islanders. Shire of Cocos-Keeling Island Chief Executive Frank Mills has slammed the report as the worst thing that the Commonwealth has ever delivered here. Mills says, "We'll be contesting the contents of it as much as we possibly can."
In Hobart, Tasmanian Indigenous-owned food business Paoloa Kipley is growing native ingredients, returning to traditional natural ways. Kitana Mansell, manager of the business, grows an array of edible native plants, including warrigal greens, bao spinach, and creeping strawberry pine. "The most important part of my role is connecting with community to be able to regain the recipes or the knowledge that our elders hold around these ingredients," Ms. Mansell said. Kitana hopes that returning to these natural foods will give knowledge to the wider community. In international news, 5 Thai workers have been released after being held hostage in Gaza for over a year. The 5 workers returned to Bangkok on Sunday, where they were greeted by family members and relatives at the Suvarnabhumi Airport. The Thai Foreign Minister also greeted the hostages at the airport. He said the Thai government never gave up hope, and here is the result today. The group was the second wave of hostages released since the war started. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.